This is the last Majlis for Surah An'am. The verse we recite is verse number 153. And the translation goes like this: and this indeed is my path, straight, so follow it, and do not follow the ways, for they will scatter you away from his path. This he has enjoined you with, so that you may guard yourself. This verse is 153rd. And last Majlis we recited the verse 151, 152 before, in which Allah described his religion. And after describing his religion, Allah talks about that this is the indeed my path, the straight path. After describing those rules and regulations, I'll summarize very quickly. I'm not going to read those verses, but the gist of those two verses, there were 10 points which Allah asked us to do in those two verses. And what were those 10 points? Number one was not to associate anybody with Allah. Second was to be kind to the parents. Third was do not kill children for poverty. Fourth one was do not approach indecencies. Number five was do not kill the soul that Allah has forbidden, save for justice. Number 6 point was do not approach the orphan's property except in the best manner. Number 7 point was and give full measure and weigh with justice. Number 8 point was and when you speak, be just, though it be against a relative. And number 9 point was to fulfill Allah's covenant. These were the points which Allah said in those two verses. And after saying that, Allah says, "Inna hada sirati mustaqima, fattabi'uhu wa la tattabi'u subulu fatafarraqu bikum an sabili dhalikum bassakum bihi la'allakum tattaqun." Allah says, "This is my straight path. Fattabi'uhu, so follow it. And if you do not follow it, you will deviate from the path." And Allah says, this is my, I enjoin you, so you become pious. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Because without these, this straight path, you will not be pious. Especially what Allah talked about, these 9 and 10 points which Allah said, these are the basics of religion. We wonder what is Sirat al-Mustaqim, you know. So this is Sirat al-Mustaqim. This Sirat al-Mustaqim, these values Allah has not only talked in Quran, but He also talked in Torah and other books, same points that we have to follow them. See, Ahlul Bayt are Sirat al-Mustaqim themselves. And we have to follow Ahlul Bayt, and we cannot reach to this level of taqwa unless we follow our imams, you know, because they are the one who showed practically these things and gave the details about these things, you know, details of Shariat and everything in detail, Sunnah, explain the book properly. We cannot follow these unless we follow Ahlul Bayt. And the taqwa will never come. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ دَعَلَكُمْ وَسَّقُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This straight path is a path where there is no any inner conflict in ourself, and the path has no conflict with other things, and not a conflict in our outside world. We will have a simple life, with a taqwa life. We will know what is right, what is wrong. We will not be confused, and internally our soul will not be confused either, because the straight path is an easy straight path. It deviates you from all kind of obstacles and long paths. It's the shortest path, easy to follow, and that's why Allah gave those all these basic points. What are, this is my path. So Allah described very well. When this verse came, Prophet put a straight line and said, this is Allah's path. Then he put a few lines here and there, because this is Shaitan's path. The straight path, straight line is only Allah's path. And others are Shaitan's path. Now there's inna haza sirati mustaqim, and this is indeed my path. Mizan says, Prophet is saying, as if Prophet is saying in this verse, that this is my straight path. Inna hada sirati mustaqima, and this is indeed my path, the straight path, as if Prophet is saying. Some says no, it's Allah is saying. The same thing. If Allah is saying, is Allah's path. If Prophet is saying, Prophet is following Allah's path. ثم آتینا موسی الکتاب تماما علی الذی احسن و تفصیل لکل شیء و ھدا و رحمۃ لعلہم بلقاء ربہم یؤمنون. اینڈ دین وی گیو موسیز دا بک ٹو کمپلیٹ آن ہم ہو وڈ ڈو گڈ اینڈ ٹو ایکسپلین آل تھنگس اینڈ ایز اے گائیڈنس اینڈ مرسی سو دیٹ دے مے بلیو ان میٹنگ آف دیئر لارڈ. ثم دین وین دیر از اے پاز دیئر اللہ از ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ناؤ تورہ. ثم آتینا موسی الکتاب اللہ گیو بک ٹو دا book to Moses, and it's a complete on him, it was a complete on him who would do good. The one who wants to do good, it was a complete thing, everything was in detail in that book, and to explain all things tafsir li kulli shay, and a guidance and a mercy for them so that they may believe in meeting of their Lord. See, there were deficiencies in Bani Israel, and finding the deficiency to Bani Israel, Allah gave Torah, and Allah talks about it that to complete on him who would do good, for the good doers in Bani Israel, Allah gave the details to guide them and have mercy on them, لَعَلَّمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, so that they believe in meeting of their Lord. Now there is a comment in Mizan that these Bani Israel, they did not have ideology and the judgment day to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means they did not believe very clearly about resurrection. So Allah is saying, لَعَلَّمْ بِلِقَاءِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, so that they have faith in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the judgment day. See, if we do not read Quran, if we do not ponder Allah's verses, our faith will also be dissolved, and we will also lose the faith to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on judgment day. Because if we don't read Allah, we lose our faith. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is a book which we have sent down, blessed, so follow it and keep from evil so that mercy may be shown to you. Now Allah, after talking about Torah, talks about وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ, and this is a book which is a blessed book which we have sent down to you, which is Quran. Allah says, first he talks about Torah, then Allah says, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوا, and now this blessed book which we have sent, فَاتَّبِعُوا, follow it, وَاتَّقُوا, and be pious, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, be pious so we can have mercy on you. So this is a blessed book Allah has sent to us, so that we have to follow it and we have to observe taqwa, then Allah will do rahim. Allah's mercy will come only when we do attara and taqwa, means we do follow and become pious. Now Allah is giving two beautiful reasons why he sent those two, sent Quran for us. Antaqulu innama unzila al-kitabu ala taifatina من قبلنا وإن كنا عن دراستهم لغافلين. Lest you should say the book was sent down only to two parties before us and we were totally unaware of their studies. Otherwise you would say that, oh Allah, you just sent books to those two parties, Jews and Christians, that to Jews you sent Torah and to Christians you sent Gospel, and we were not aware of all these studies. We could have said and argued to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says that I have answered your request and I have sent the book. And second reason Allah saying أَوْتَقُولُوا لَوْ أَنَّا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْكِتَابُ لَكُنَّا أَهْدَى مِنْهُمْ فَقَدَ جَاءَكُمْ بَيِّنَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَذَبَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَصَدَفَ عَنْهَا سَنَجْزِي الَّذِينَ يَصْدِفُونَ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْدِفُونَ. Unless you should say, if the book had been sent down to us, we would have certainly been better guided than them. So indeed there has come to you clear proof from your Lord and guidance and mercy. Who then is more unjust than him who denies the signs of Allah and turns away from them? Soon we will recompense those who turn away from our signs with a terrible punishment for they used to turn away. Now Allah says the second reason is that you could have said that if the book was sent to us, we could have been more pious, better than guided than others. So he gave two arguments. First, that you would have just said that if you don't send the book, that you only sent to those two groups, and we were not used to their studies. And or you could have said, oh Allah, if you sent the book, you would have been better than them. Now my question is, are we better than them now? If we see our Muslim countries, what kind of corruption we got, what kind of dishonesty we got. Come to Western countries and see how much honest they are to their work. They have a lot of goodness and kindness. At least we see in Western countries some democracy. In our country we see dictators and just bloodshed. Dictators and bloodshed. That's what we see, right? At least we have more education here. At least there is more honesty to work. So, what are we going to say on judgment day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we were better than them? So next verse is about polytheists. Hal yanzuruna illa an tatimul malaikatu aw yati rabbuka aw yati ba'du ayati rabbik yawma yati ba'du ayati rabbika la yanfa'u nafsan imanuha lam takun amanat min qablu aw kasabat fi imanihim khaira qul intaziru inna muntazirun. Do they await anything but that the angel should come to them, or your Lord should come, or some of your Lord's signs should come? On the day when some of the signs of your Lord come, the faith will not benefit anyone who had not believed beforehand and had not earned goodness through his faith. Say, wait, and we are all waiting. Allah is talking about polytheists. That are they waiting for angels to come down? Are they waiting to see Allah? Are they waiting to see the signs of Allah? And if they are doing that, if these things happen, after seeing these things, if you have faith, that faith is no good. Or even if you had faith before that and you did not do good deeds enough, then it's good, no good either. So bottom line is that we have to have faith on unseen and have good deeds. Two things are important: to have faith in unseen and do good deeds. Mizan has explained beautifully about angels coming down. Angels coming down means seeing the punishment from angels. When you see the angels coming to give punishment, then the bringing faith is no good. Like we see the people of Lut, that angels came and they started punishing them. That's too late. Are your Lord come? Mizan says, your Lord come means judgment day. That when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your veils are removed and you feel you face the holy sense of Allah in your heart. You cannot see Allah naked eye even on the judgment day, but your heart will see Him very clearly because everything is so clear. Are to have some signs of Allah to come. What are those signs? Death. When death comes, you see signs of barzakh. Are a severe punishment come from Allah, which is not going to get away? That's also Allah's sign. When you death comes, and when the punishment comes to you, to Allah, then it's no good. Your iman will not be accepted, like Pharaoh when he was drowning. He saw the punishment, that was too late. So those things are too late, and that will not help. Now, Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam says about what are those signs when things will not be useful anymore. The sun rising from the west, the coming of the creature, Dabutul Arz, which Quran says, right? The creature comes out from the earth. The smoke and the sky. These are the signs. When these signs come, everything will be closed down. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, The disobedient believer whose many sins and few good deeds veiled him from benefiting. Ya Allah. If you had faith before that, but your sins were more and your deeds were less, no good. Ya Allah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the rising of sun from setting point is the sign when it will not be accepted. There are three things which is mentioned in Quran about is Dabbatul Arsh, the creature from the earth, the smoke from the sky, and Yajuj Majuj, Gog and Magog coming. Doors are closed. There is controversy about, it's not clear what Mizan says, that when Imam comes, when Zahur happens, if the door will be closed or not. It's not clear yet. But for these other things, it's clear. Now Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says that 40 days before the judgment day, Allah will take away his hujjat. And when hujjat goes away, after that door will be closed. And if you bring faith, faith is no you could. So that's also one point. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِيهِ شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Verily those who divided their religion and became parties, you have no concern with them. Their affair is only with Allah. Then He will inform them of what they used to do. Allah wants straight path, straight religion. The religion of the old values, universal values, which Allah talked about those 10 points. And that was a straight path. And that path is on the path of human nature, fitra. And that was and Prophet called on this path. And that was Prophet's path. Verily those who divided the religion, that straight path is get divided, Allah has nothing to do, and became parties. Allah says to Prophet, you have no concern with those people. You don't have to deal with them. You don't have to deal with them. Their affairs only with Allah, and He'll inform them what they used to do. So first come in this group is polytheist, because they divided their religion. They said, no Prophet, we will not accept your religion. Then also included Jews and Christians who did not accept the Quran, divided the religion, right? But only they are not only included, but even Muslims are included who made the groups. You know, Prophet said the Muslims will have 73 sects, one will be in Jannah. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, by Allah, these people deserted their religion. Ya Allah. Who's saying about Muslims? By Allah, these people, Muslims, deserted their religion. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Imam Ali used to recite this verse, deserted their religion, because they left Mola. They left Ilaf Ali. We pray to Allah that when our Imam comes, we are with him. We are not divided. And we are together. Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha wa man jaa bis sayyati fala yujza illa mithlaha wa hum la yuzlamun. Whoever brings a good deed, he shall have 10 times its like. And whoever brings vice, he shall not be compensated but with its like. And they shall not be dealt with unjustly. That means if you bring one good deed, Allah will give 10. If you bring one sin, Allah will punish you according to that sin only. And Allah will not do any injustice. Allah is so kind. When we do one good deed, Allah put 10 in our record book. Because deeds will be weighted, we know that. Mizan. So in that mizan, 10 goods. For the sin, one sin. This verse is so beautiful, but we are very scared even this verse. Because our body has no capacity to deal with the punishment of our sin. It looks beautiful, but we are still very scared in this verse. Because to take Allah's punishment, we cannot deal, our body cannot deal with it. Our soul cannot deal with it. But Allah is so kind that Allah says that if you do tawbah, tawbata nasuha, sincere tawbah, and stop sinning, Allah will forgive inshallah. Because we cannot, we are happy to see those 10 good deeds, but we are so scared to see that punishment from that sin. We pray to Allah that Allah give tawfiq to stop sinning. Sincerely repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When waswasa comes from shaitan, we should read Surah Nas. Inshallah, Allah will take away waswasa of sinning. Inshallah. So Zurara asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about this verse. Does this apply to those who do not acknowledge this matter of wilaya about this 10 good deeds? This is, Imam says, this is exclusively for believers. This exclusive for believers. So Zurara again asks, may God be your aid. What if someone fast, prays, abstains from sins and good self-restraint and neither acknowledge you nor insult you? I'm reading Mizan, okay? Volume 14, okay? I had to do my job to say what is there. My job is to say. He replied, God will let such people enter paradise by His mercy. So Mizan describe about this hadith that it's a ma'rifah of your, it's about your ma'rifah, how much you know the matter, especially wilayah. You have to know your ma, you have to have wilayah, and then who? And that's the most important part of all your faith, your life. You have to know your imam to your deeds get accepted. قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ دِينًا قِيمًا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Say verily, my Lord has guided me to the straight path, the established religion, the creed of Abraham, the upright one. And he was not of the polytheist. Allah saying to Prophet, tell them, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Say that my Lord guided me toward the straight path. دِينًا قِيمًا مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. The established religion, the creed of Abraham, the upright one. Millat Ibrahim Hanifa, Mama Kana Milan Mushrikin, he was not the polytheist. See, my Lord guided me towards the straight path. Prophet is saying, he is the Hadi of Allah, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is our Hadi. We pray to Allah to guide us towards the straight path. That's why Allah asked you to read 17 times Surah Fatiha to go to the straight path. The path whom He bestowed mercies. That's why the Prophet is saying that, oh, my Lord guided me towards the straight path. We pray to Allah to guide us to the straight path. And He has already explained what the straight path is. Inna hadha sirati mustaqim. And now, say, Prophet, that Allah has guided me towards the straight path, which we talked about. We rarely talk about those 10 points in our lectures. We should always those 9 or 10 points to describe all those paths. What is straight path? And and that path was the established path of the creed of Abraham, the one who had the upright religion without any polytheism. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not a polytheist. We have seen in Quran with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from polytheist. Why? Because those polytheist Arabs, they used to love Ibrahim alayhi salam because he was famous Arab. But they changed his religion and they thought, mazallah, he was a polytheist. But they loved him. So Allah preached the religion to polytheists through Quran with the love of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which they had, and said that he was the religion was the straight, upright religion, and he was not polytheist. Come to his religion. And that's the religion of my Prophet. It's the same religion. Now this is the beautiful verse, we always love it. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي مَحَيَا وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ umirtu ana awwalal muslimin. Say verily, my prayer, my worship, my life, my death are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No associate for him and his, and this I have been commanded to, and I am the first of the Muslims. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ نُسُكِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَزَارِكَ بِالْمُرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. What a beautiful verse that Allah told Prophet that safe. He said, the first said that I have been guided by Allah to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then said that قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِ, that say that my salat, first thing is prayer, and my worship, my living, my death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, who has no associate. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَزَارِكَ بِالْمُرْتُ. I am the first one to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, then I'm not preaching without practicing. I practice, then I preach. I practice first, then I preach. Allah says, practice, Muhammad. You practice, and you say that I practice, and you follow me. Oh Allah, we pray to you. This is the last of the Rajab. Today is 28th of Rajab. Oh Allah, give us tawfiqat to be in this kind of life. First life is salat. Everything starts salat. Ends starts salat and goes to ibadat. The whole life should be ibadat without sin. And our living and our death, every should think for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I'll do it. Inshallah, I'll do it. There's a famous hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You shall die as you live. Why are you afraid of dying? Prophet said, the way you live, you'll die. So we know how we live, that's how we'll die. We see Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. Before his death, he used to read Quran 5 to 7 times a day. Because he knows that he's maintaining his lifestyle. And that's how he'll die. We need to maintain our lifestyle in a pious way, inshallah. Shaitan puts fear that how you'll die and you'll be frozen down, you'll be scared to death. There's shaitan's fear in our heart. And maybe you lose your faith. Shaitan says, we say to shaitan, that with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the dua of Ahlul Bayt, we'll read Quran, we'll obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll maintain in inshallah this way, our life, sinless life, as much as possible, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, die peacefully, inshallah. Inshallah. We should be hopeful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have hope. The hope is the basis of the religion. First thing is hope. La sharika lahu wa bi zalika umiru ana awwal al muslimin. And now I am the first of the Muslims, Prophet says through Quran. Prophet was the last prophet, and now he's saying that I am the first Muslim. How come? Because his submission was the highest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to any prophet. Subhanallah. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا وَلَا تُزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah while He is the Lord of all things? And no one earns anything but to his own account. And no one bears the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return. So he will inform you of what you used to defer. This verse is one of the last ending verse of Surah An'am. Surah An'am is the surah for unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. About monotheism. This is the almost ending verse of Surah An'am. And Allah talks in gist about his Tawheed. It says about, we are from Allah. Allah created us. And we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second thing. And third thing, that our life, deeds, we carry our own deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three things Allah mentioned, that we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever we carry in our life, our burden, we'll take to judgment day, and we are returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah? While He is the Lord of all things, He is the Lord of all things. And no one earns anything but to his own account. And no one bears the burden of another, then to your Lord is your return. So He will inform you of what you used to differ. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah give us ma'rifat of Him. Know Him better, that we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are returning quick to Him. And may Allah give you tawfiqah to give good deeds. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضَكُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ سَرِيُّ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ And he, it is who has made you successor in the earth, and raised some of you above others in grades, and he may try you in the respect to what he has given you. Verily, your Lord is the swift in retribution, and indeed he is the forgiving, merciful. Mizan says such a beautiful thing that this is the last verse of Surah Anam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete the surah. And the last verse finished with Innahu laghafurur rahim. We get so happy that indeed he is forgiving and merciful. Oh Allah, because of blessing of this surah and blessing of Ahlul Bayt, just forgive us and be merciful to us. Because we cannot carry the burden of sins which we have unless you forgive us. There's so much burden on our sins that we cannot carry this burden. Because he says, وَلَا تَزُرُوا وَعَجِزُرُوا وِزُرُوا أُخْرَى. Nobody will carry the burden but yourself. Allah, we cannot carry this burden. There's so much burden on our sins. Allah, إِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. You are forgiving and merciful. Now in this verse Allah says that he has made you successor in the earth and raised some of you above others in grades so he may try you in respect to what he has given you. Allah made a human being successor on this planet, this earth, and especially this Khalifa is our Imam Hujjat, who is the successor in this earth, and he is Allah's representative. And Allah says that Allah has given us different grades. Somebody is more intelligent, somebody is less intelligent, somebody is richer, somebody is poor. Whatever we got, Allah is testing us. Fima atakum. Allah is going to test you what he has given to you. If Allah has given you knowledge, he'll test you how you help this knowledge in the cause of Allah. If Allah has given you money, Allah will test you how you spend Allah's money in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has given everybody different rank depending on their deeds or what he has given. So this life is full of testing and trials, and you get the higher rank because of the high trials. Inna Rabbaka Sareel Aqab, and he is quick in retribution, and surely indeed he is forgiving and merciful. He is forgiving merciful also. So Allah gives rank, Allah gives honor, Allah gives these things, and then he tests and tries you. Today is 28th Rajab. Imam Hussein left Medina. He was forced to leave Medina. He was tested and tried. We remember Holy Five, you know. Holy Five, Allah made the whole universe in their love. We know that. We read Hadith Kisa. Allah made this world so, and the whole universe in their love. Allah gave them so much. Allah gave them so much that nobody was given so much respect than they were given. And they were tried in the same way as Allah gave it to them. They were tried the same way. When we read this verse, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي مَحْيَمَدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. When we read this verse, they say that my salat and my worship, my life and death is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet said that. But again, when Prophet said that, after that Imam Hussein showed this verse again in his life, that how he did it, how he did his salat, how he did his ibadat, how he lived, how he died for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When they left Medina, they had Akbar, they had Asghar, they had Abul Fazl, they had Qasim, they had everything there. Now the Quran says, then I'm going to test you what I have given to you. Imam Hussein said, oh Allah, I'm the last of Holy Five. I'm leaving Medina for your sake. For your sake, I'm leaving Medina. I'm going to give my head to you. I'm going to give Asghar to you. I'm going to give Akbar to you. I'm going to give Abbas to you. I'm going to give anything for your sake. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ya Hussein.